It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94.0, Jamie, Amy, Kay. Dump them or date them with Playhouse family member Casey in a second. But while we get her squared away and ready to go here, couple of things going on today. So, wedding show tickets for our annual wedding show, which is happening on the 31st, are officially on sale, presented by Babe Wines. Now, you can just pop onto Y94.com, and part of the reason you would probably want to buy those in advance is that, well, you're saving some money. So the tickets are $10 if you buy them now in advance, but if you wait till day of event, it's $15. So still very reasonable considering that you can get all your wedding planned under one roof with all our amazing vendors and everything we're going to have out there. But if you can get in for $10, I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that in advance. Weddingshow.com or weddingshowfargo.com or y94.com. Maybe even easier for you, just tap on the wedding show page.
And when you go on out there, we have that, we're going to give away that dream wedding package. It's like over $8,000 in prizes.
But I think right now, like, there's so many brides who've had like rescheduled weddings and are planning on getting engaged, getting married this summer. This is the great time to like go out, see what's out there. I know it's tough, like going online, looking at things, but when you can actually go in person, you can meet the people who have the venues and things like that, makes it so much easier to decide.
Well, and we actually get the esteemed honor of pulling for that grand prize, I believe the Monday following the wedding show, right here on the Playhouse. So we're pretty excited about that. A lot of times in wedding shows past, we'd have, you know, you'd register and you'd have to stay at the very end. Well, coronavirus, you can't really pack a bunch of people in and say, you're not allowed to leave. So socially distanced, very safe. You don't have to stay till the end if you want to win that prize. We're going to pull for it here on the show, and it could be a lot of fun.
February 1st, is that the day after?
It would be, yeah.
Yeah.
Dine to donate today for the Cares for Kids Radiothon. So a whole mess of restaurants participating, including Ole and Lena's, Jersey Mike's, Spicy Pie, and Noodles & Company. Eat there today, and a portion of the proceeds go to the kids.
I can't decide if I want Jersey Mike's or Spicy Pie for lunch, so I sent a text to see what I should bring home for lunch.
Why don't you do both?
To the future hubbin?
Okay, but one of them's for lunch. What do I want for lunch?
Why don't you get Jersey Mike's and he gets Spicy Pie?
But I don't know which one I want.
Well, then you have half the pizza and half of his sandwich.
But it's mine's between Jersey Mike's and Spicy Pie for lunch. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
What you
I think
do
you
is
get
you
both
just
and split it.
Have four meals today, Amy. The solution is in
pizza
the problem.
Pizza later for dinner.
Oh, you made your decision.
Brunch, lunch, afternoon snack, dinner. You got yourself four meals there today. You
and
could.
Then I don't have to do dishes and cook. I mean, sounds amazing.
Yeah, the list of restaurants, if you don't remember later on today, just on the events page at y94.com. As we dive into dump them or date them, that crossroads where you're just not sure if the relationship should keep going on or not so much. Casey, why are you thinking you might dump this guy?
We've been seeing each other for a few months, and he's a great guy. He's a simple guy. He doesn't have a fancy job, but that doesn't bother me. He's very average in his like appearance, and that's fine too, but he's constantly telling me how I'm out of his league, and that drives me nuts.
It almost sounds like you were even presenting yourself to be in just that description.
Well, I don't mean to be conceited. I really don't. But we both know that I'm probably more attractive than he is.
Oh, well, at least you both know.
He tells me this all the time, but I have a pretty well-paying job. In spite of all this, he's always trying to pay things for things when we do things. I'm not sure that he can actually afford it, so I always tell him it's fine, but he's really insecure. And if another man even glances in my direction, he can't even accept the fact that, like, it doesn't matter to me. I care about him, and I'm interested in him. And I just think that might be why we can't get together. I mean, why we can't stay together. Not because I'm actually better than him, but because he thinks that I am. He perceives that I'm better than him.
Like, he's almost kind of intimidated or, like, kind of insecure, maybe?
He just can't get past it, yeah.
Okay. So if you're with a guy, hypothetically, and you're in a situation where it seems like he's just so insecure, where he's a little bit jealous, kind of, because he's nervous all these other guys might be interested, and he's always talking about how you're out of his league and truly doesn't seem to believe that he's good enough for you, would you try to, you know, go through that storm with him and try to build up his confidence and stay with him, or would you dump a person like that, Amy?
I would date someone like that, and I would try to help them, like, kind of work through their insecurities and help them become confident. But the way she is describing this man herself, I feel like she just doesn't even believe he's good enough for her.
Mm-hmm.
So in her situation, it's different. If I was her, the way she's talking about him, That's not going to help him. She has to dump him. She doesn't see it in him, and he doesn't see it in himself either.
I don't know. I don't think she talked about him that bad. I think she was just kind of like being like realistic into like what their situation is and why she feels this way and why he feels this way. It sounded like she said like she wants to be with him. She really likes him. She's happy with their relationship. She just needs him to be more confident. And I think that'll literally just take more time. You can't expect it to sort of change overnight, especially if she's in the situation where she feels that he's constantly insecure. She needs to build him up, spend more time like trying to make him feel good, at least for now. And also kind of like explain to him like where your head's at. I think that there's this weird communication where you can kind of talk about it and be like, whoa, maybe we can figure this out.
All right. So your votes at 237, it's text 35270. The question is, should she dump him or date him? He kind of just seems to be a little insecure, seems to think that maybe she's better than him, very intimidated by her. Would you stay with somebody like that or not? 237, it's text 35270. The latest from Ed Sheeran on the Playhouse, it's Afterglow.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow. Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94 in the middle of Dumpimer Datum with Playhouse family member Casey today. And this is really the 20-second recap, I suppose, of why she's thinking she might need to walk away. She's wondering if she should dump him or date him.
We've been seeing each other for a few months, and he's a great guy. He's very average in his like appearance, and that's fine too, but he's constantly telling me how I'm out of his league, and that drives me nuts. He can't even accept the fact that, like, it doesn't matter to me. I care about him, and I'm interested in him, and I just think that might be why we can't get together. I mean, why we can't stay together. Not because I'm actually better than him, but because he thinks that I am. He perceives that I'm better than him.
So maybe he's a little bit insecure, really brings up fairly often that he feels like he kind of shot out of his league, and that insecurity makes it hard for her to be around him is kind of the basis of it. Are we seeing lots of votes for dump him or date him?
Somebody said, I think she should date him. She says that she cares about him and wants to be with him. He just needs to realize that maybe he's been burned by better looking women in the past and needs to get over it. Somebody said, I date him for sure. It just takes time for somebody to realize how much you actually care about them, especially if you're kind of putting the idea in their head that they're not that good looking. I'm sure she's not doing it on purpose, but make sure you don't bring it up to him. Somebody else said, I think I would probably dump him. A situation like this, you can't build self-confidence. He needs to find that himself and work on it. Maybe if he gets better himself, he'll be able to come back to you later on.
I tend to think that any relationship where either or both of the people is regularly thinking about how much better or worse is than the other, I don't know if there's a lot of room for success there.
That is a good point. I feel like if you're constantly thinking about how you're more attractive and better than him, it's just kind of sets you up to fail.
She didn't say that she like constantly thinks about it. She said that's his perception. So like he thinks about it.
She said she knows she is too, though.
Yeah, she did say that.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if she would be thinking that way if he wasn't constantly bringing it up.
And I feel like as long as he's like, because she said like he lacks self-confidence, is she going out and doing things with her friends and he's like constantly texting her like, who are you with? And like angry jealous? Because then that's a whole nother issue.
Well, somebody said if the guy's really jealous and it's all the time to the point where it really bothers her, she needs to talk to him about it and see if they can work it out. If she really likes him, if that doesn't work, then maybe dump him, but talk to him first because finding a nice guy these days is really hard.
I think that, you know, if you really like what's going on outside of that, this is probably the easiest thing to do. You give the person one conversation where the next time that comes up, you follow it up with a pretty serious conversation where you say, hey, I actually want to pause you there. Obviously, I'm into you. I really like what we're doing. I'm dating you. I don't like when you talk about yourself that way. You know, let's not talk like that again. You give them that one opportunity to now stop doing that. And if he can stop doing that, you're probably just fine. But if it keeps coming up after that, I probably would be like, I'm good. I'm out of here.
And I think you have to say, like, I want to be with you. I'm happy with you. That's why I'm dating you. I don't want to be with anyone else. Like, get that in his head, so he just feels more confident in your relationship.
Now, it's going to be a little bit awkward when he brings it up again and then you dump him.
Oh, yeah.
And then you say, you're just too insecure for me. And then you just move on. But I think you give the person one chance after kind of a semi-serious talk of like, obviously I want to be with you because I am.
Yes.
Don't usually date people I'm not into. Almost Impossible Question of the Day with Amy K happening soon. Also, 8:10 this morning, Snow Cross. And one of our favorites we haven't done in a while, Your Body Oddity, all on the way on the Playhouse. Hang on.
Wake up with the Playhouse in the morning.
I get out of bed.
I love that it's always upbeat. They're always having a lot of fun.
On Y94.